All across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio, this is X's and Bros.
Swings it out to Sadiq Bey. Defending the corner.
To Abdul Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win. The three-pointer by Jordan Poole.
Here's the give.
Goff's got it. Back. Looks. Throws. And
yes. Caught. Touchdown to Troy Myers. They did it. Amon Ross St. Brown to the receiving end.
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes. And that ball's
got it here. A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera. He's got two goals. Larkin in on goal. Scores. His first career hat trick in his seventh season for Dylan Larkin.
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Thursday morning to you. It is the 12th day, 13th day of January, number 13. Lucky number 13. 13th day of January, 2022. We welcome you to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Dana Gale, Brian Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And we encourage you to join the show at any time. Text the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21,000. Sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast. Listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. MichiganSportsNetwork.com is the website. Find us individually on Twitter. Danica Halen is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. How are you? How's life? How are things? I know Ryan's probably exhaling after last night. What a game he had. My goodness, that was a lot of fun. If you're into fun basketball games.
Fun's a word for that
fun
game.
Is a word.
That certainly is a word. Also, seeing ESPN's little ticker today, they described it as a tie-breaking layup that Joey Hauser hit. So just put that in your tickler file, see how you feel about that description of a game-winning layup.
A tie-breaking layup.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Well, that's interesting.
Right. Because it wasn't a walk-off because there's 0.1 left on the clock. So,
but they also have to make sure that they mention that they weren't down at the time, too, you know. Like, it was either going to overtime or he was going to make the shot and the game was going to be over.
Interesting. Yeah. They said tie breaking instead of go ahead, because sometimes they use that as well when you're tied. This is the go ahead bucket. This is the go ahead run, the go ahead goal.
Video drop scene.
Which is interesting. But I don't know. If you're a Michigan State fan and you've been waiting to exhale, 71-69, the final score there against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. My goodness. I mean Joey Hauser. It is fun. At the end of the day, it's fun, right? I mean, that's what sports are for. Minnesota came out and they put together a pretty good second half on the road in East Lansing and a pretty good game overall. It just felt like we haven't seen anybody in playing college hoops in forever, right? That's what it feels like. It feels like we haven't seen anybody. We haven't seen Michigan. We haven't seen Michigan State. Danny eating a pizza right now.
Oh, just not any old pizza.
That's not Freddy the Pizza Man.
Oh, it is. It is.
He's not open right now.
He gave me a fresh boy for Ryan and I today. You know, last night. Well,
really?
Afternoon, yes.
Oh, man. Lucky you. Lucky you. Hey, by the way, and we'll have more on this Michigan State-Minnesota game, but, I mean, how good was Max Christie last night? I mean, we've talked about it, but that's the connection you have to have. That's the makeup that you have to have. You have to have really good young sort of blue chip type of talent mixed in with your veteran leadership. And a player led team. Izzo's talked about it. Juwan's talked about it. NBA coaches have talked about it. Like when you could focus on, you know, the X's and O's and not so much, you know, taking care of the little things, and the little things are taken care of by your teammates. That's a pretty good way to start, you know, and to want to make it to like the midway point at the end of the season. Like that's what guys really want. You know, if you're coaching a basketball team, a football team, a hockey team, you want accountability across the board, right? But you want your players holding them accountable. Yesterday we had a little bit of a technical issue at the end of the show, and by a little bit I mean a massive technical issue at the end of the show. So I wanted to get back into that Detroit Lions conversation after our State of the Union, basically address. I think that's what it is, a State of the Union address. I think that's a good way to put it. Danny Rogers will join us. Jeremy Birmingham, he will join us. Danny Rogers will obviously join us. He's the Lions team reporter. We'll be talking about the Detroit Lions, her first season with the Lions, and get some of her thoughts and insight as well, not only on the team itself, but also what season number one was like. Jeremy Birmingham will join us on college football in the Big Ten, that talent gap a little bit, and then what's next for the sport. He is a traditionalist when it comes to college football and what he believes that the sport is. I used to think of myself like that until it was kind of like, well, it's no longer going to be like that, so there's no point in pushing this rock uphill, right? For all the reasons that many people loved college sports, college athletics as a whole, it's been gone for a while. It's been tampered with. It has been, you know, there's been deals done in the shadows. The bag man has existed. But you try to, you would hope that the NCAA at some point was going to take care of that, right? Everybody was going to play by the rules, and you were going to recruit a kid who wanted to go to college and be a student athlete and wanted to have that degree, maybe had aspirations of going to the league, but was going to go to school for a few years and help your athletic program regardless. There just is so much money now in the game of college sports that the soul of college sports is basically, I would say at this point it's gone. With NIL, or the legal bag man, it's basically gone. So we'll talk to Jeremy not only about name, image, and likeness, but also about the college football playoff, right? And, you know, I did see somebody say yesterday that the BCS was a better way to do it. And I'm like, oh, here we go, back to the computers, right? I just don't think people like that arbitrary committee. And that was a Michigan fan saying that. I don't ever, you know, as far as how do we find the final two teams? I don't want computers to decide it, right? I want it to be decided on the field. I just want structure. I want criteria. I want to know if I do X, I get into the playoff. If I do Y, I get into the playoff. And that's how I get in, because that's how it is everywhere else. That's how it is in the second largest collegiate sport that we have in college basketball. We know that if you win your conference tournament during championship week, you get into the tournament. We know that. Now, there is a committee that has been picked to fill in the rest of the bracket. But we know if you want in, you can win your conference championship game, and that will guarantee you your spot. I'm just looking for that in football. Matt Millen played for the greatest coaches of all time and won 3 to 4 Super Bowls. I'm not sure what that is that in regards to player-led teams when it comes down to player accountability. Maybe that's in reference to that. I think that when you look over the sidelines, it's one thing to look at a guy like Tom Brady. It's another thing to look at a guy like, I don't know, Blake Bortles, right? You know, you have a different level of accountability with one guy than you do the other, and those player-led teams are the best. We're going to get back into that conversation. Michigan State survives last night. Game winner. It was fun. We'll get Ryan's reaction and more as the Spartans take down the Minnesota Golden Gophers next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for your local Meijer.
Now everybody knows Meyer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meyer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meyer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meyer, you're shopping for your local community.
The Michigan Statewide Morning Show, X's and Bros, right here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahill, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning to you. We welcome you. We appreciate you. We thank you. And, of course, we encourage you to join the show. At any time, text the keyword sports radio, send it to 21,000, or call us on the Meyer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. The sights and the sounds of last night's game in East Lansing. Oh, my goodness. Sweaty palms time for our Spartan friends that were trying to get somewhat of a relaxing night of sleep. That wasn't going to happen as that game came down to the wire in Michigan State. Surviving against Minnesota. Now, Minnesota's, you know, usually a pretty good team. At home, the Barn's just always a really weird place to play. But for a home game, it was probably a little bit more aggravating for Spartan fans than they originally anticipated taking on the Golden Gophers until this happened.
Set up to Christie. Looking inside. Four in the game. Over to Hogarth. Shovel pass.
And Joey Hauser and everybody celebrate on the baseline. Electric call there. But how about Michigan State with the survival? Ryan's reaction to this ball game last night that, as I mentioned, sweaty palms time for a lot of Michigan State fans. Probably didn't expect it to go that route. But that's a nice win for them at home regardless. It's a conference win. You got to win your games. You can only play the games that are on the schedule. You can only play the games that are in front of you. Sometimes you have it. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you get caught off guard maybe a little bit. That happens a little bit, but a really nice game from Max Christie. I think that's something that Spartan fans can really hang their hat on from last night.
Yeah, he's awesome. And the woman on the call, Lisa Byington, is that how you say her last name? She played with Max Christie's mom at Northwestern. So nice little connection there. Max Christie's mom is a 1,000-point scorer for the Wildcats back in the day, but honestly, Minnesota just looks like a bunch of football players trying to play basketball. At least that's how they were playing in the first half, just plowing over people. It was a rough game, and I think MSU's defense is falling just because of the inconsistency of games State has played over the last month. Because you had, like, the Christmas break, then you have Michigan and the COVID postponement, so it's just been you play once a week, once every other week. It's hard to kind of get into that defensive rhythm, you know, for playing like four games in a month. So I think as Big Ten play kind of consistently comes, I think State's defense will get back. Because first 10 games of the year, they were a top five defensive team in all the metrics. So now they're, I think, in the 20s, so they've slipped a little bit. But Max Christie just being consistent. Joey Hauser, just as much, you know, flack he took on Twitter for the turnovers, the inconsistency, he's found his role. And that wasn't going to be a 20-point score. It's hit, you know, get down low, score a couple points, just try to get in front of someone defensively. Just try. And he's doing a lot better. He's just he's playing more consistent, and fans can live with that. It's like, we see the effort. There's not five missed three-pointers in a game. Like, you're taking what's given to you. You're not forcing anything anymore. And I think that's what's helped his game a lot, is just letting it come to him.
And I think that I think for a lot of times, you know, for some recruits, it becomes difficult for them to learn to play the college game in what you mentioned, take what's given to you, right? Not trying to force it, not trying to force up some looks that may or may not be there because of what your expectation might be for yourself, or maybe what the expectation that was set upon you by the outside. I had this conversation last night where, you know, we were talking about, you know, youth sports, ranking kids, how those rankings may or may not play a role in a child's future. And, you know, you talk about training young people and when they get started and how much is too much, but what's just enough. And really, you know, you have to know your child. But with these high rankings, I don't believe in ranking a 10-year-old. I don't think that you could be the number two fourth grader in the country. You're in fourth grade. I mean, what? There's going to be vast growing differences between you and your classmates. You may never grow again. You might get hit by a bus. Like, I'm not worried about ranking a 10-year-old. That's not it's not on my list of
things
to do.
The number two 10th grader, he's either 5 foot tall or he can just dribble the ball for more than 15 seconds.
10th grader or 10-year-old?
10-year-old.
I guess it could be both.
Right.
It really could be both. But I think that we've seen some of these high expectations – for players, and they come in with X amount of stars, but albeit football or basketball, sometimes it's difficult to live up to. And sometimes, especially in basketball, where you are touching the ball and your impact is a lot different. Like, you know, when you're one of only five guys on the floor and you are expected to not only contribute on offense, but also, as you mentioned, defend, just get in front of somebody, doesn't matter who it is, get in front of anybody. When you start to look at the individual impact per player out there in the basketball court, it's exponentially greater than the individual impact of somebody who's a freshman playing quarterback. You know, there's a couple of positions you might be able to highlight, like left tackle as a freshman or quarterback as a freshman. Outside of that, your impact on the basketball court is always going to be much greater. And I think for a lot of guys, they do struggle at times, and that's what your non-conference is for, right? I mean, because even in practice, you might be having your way a little bit, but, you know, when you get into an actual game and teams have schemed for you, right? They know your tendencies very, very well. Different atmospheres, especially when you're on the road. What that home atmosphere can be like. Maybe a little too much adrenaline. You get a little too juiced up. And sometimes you want to press a little bit, right? I think we've seen Caleb Houston from Michigan do it in a handful of games where he has taken some shots and it's like, well, if he makes those, and it's like, well, I mean, did he need to shoot those? You know, and then that's where you really start to try to get a feel for how is that young person developing? How are they understanding what's being asked of them? And then what is the appropriate way to get into, like, how much is enough? How much is too much? And I think that for a lot of young players, they struggle with that unless it's, you know, they're the number one recruit in the country. They're the five star and everybody knows everything is running through them. For everybody else, I think sometimes that's a little bit of a difficult transition to understand exactly what those expectations are.
Correct. And I think one reason why Max Christie is shining is where Izzo's putting him. Because being the five-star, being this, you know, blue-chip recruit, but also having point guards to be like you just run around and get open. Like, we don't need you to handle the ball. Even at the end of the game with Hogard in, he had Christie bring up the ball with, I think it was like a minute left. Christie dribbles it off his knee. Thankfully, Hogard jumped on it. But it's like, that's not what he's here for. He's here to be like Rip Hamilton, like Klay Thompson. Like, go run around your screens and get open. We don't need him to try to play superstar role right now and bringing the ball up and running the offense. That's not his game. His game is to get open. He'll hit his shots. And I think that's what's been most effective about him through the first 16 games, is that that's what they've let him done. She's like, you can shoot. Go find your spot. And we'll get it to you.
The really important thing is there, the little portion you said in the beginning, you can shoot. And it's like, yeah, being able to find those shooters is also seems to be a challenge for some of our programs as well. And especially if you are a Maize and Blue fan. So Michigan State, they survive. Good on them. I do enjoy watching Spartan basketball. I know that, you know, just because I have a Michigan football helmet on my desk and a C-Web jersey doesn't mean I can't, you know, enjoy what the Izzo kids bring to the table when they have to play. Michigan State now 5-0. That's good for tops in the Big Ten, tied with Illinois, who's also 5-0. Michigan State 14-2 now overall. Illinois is 12-3. So the Spartans ahead of all teams in the Big Ten Conference. They have the lead early. That's a good thing. We'll see how it plays out throughout the rest of the course of the season. We'll step aside. We'll talk to who are we talking to next? We're going to Jeremy Birmingham?
Is that Danny Rogers.
Danny Rogers. We're going to Danny Rogers next. She will join us on the Detroit Lions, the Lions team reporter. Season number one in the books. She's next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org.